The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're learning a few more details about the tragic and deadly shooting at St. Anne's Hospital a couple of days ago. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost has shared the details that are at least public. One of the big questions was, did the suspect who was shot and killed have a weapon? According to Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost's office, the answer is yes, and he fired shots at the police. Now, here's an honest question I have for you. We have someone with a criminal record who was taken to St. Anne's Hospital for his own good. Police found him passed out in a car. We don't know whether it was because of drugs or what. We don't know. Of course, we could speculate, but that doesn't accomplish anything. Police find him passed out in a car. They take him to St. Anne's to get help, to get treatment, because they are concerned about him. From what we can gather, and one of the big questions that I have, why didn't police search him? If he had a weapon, how? And I don't know. I assume that will come out later, but they didn't search him? But from what we know, in the emergency room at the hospital, he took out a weapon. Police came. Shots were exchanged. And this young man died as a result. Now, if you watch the local news at all, there were protests last night at the Columbus Police Department. In fact, one police officer was attacked with a big board, and that individual is under arrest. But there were protests that became at least somewhat violent at the Columbus Police Department last night. Here's my question. What were the police supposed to do? They're in the emergency room of a hospital. A guy pulls out a gun and starts shooting. What what are police officers supposed to do? So my question is, why were they protesting? And here is my answer. I could be wrong, but here is my answer. The people who were protesting had no clue. They had no idea. They just thought they would go protest. Police were involved. A black person was shot and killed. Therefore, police were bad. The black person was good. Did they know the facts? No. Had it even been divulged last evening that the young man that was shot and killed had a weapon? No. None of that was known last night. But the protesters, knowing none of the details, knowing none of the facts, go to police headquarters, begin protesting, and start attacking police. This is where we are in America. And I continue to say it, and I know you're probably sick and tired of me saying it. And to be honest, I'm sick and tired of saying it. These protests, this violence, what's going on in Minnesota for the last three nights, hundreds of thousands of dollars in property damage, businesses destroyed, violence, police attacked from the liberal left. This is from the left. And for me, it is unbelievably fascinating that still, maybe not every day in the news, but at least every two or three days, the January 6th riots in Washington, D.C. are brought up again. And this was right-wingers. These were Trump supporters. These were white nationalists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Continues to come up. And the riots perpetrated by the liberal left are treated as, well, people are frustrated. People just want change. That's all. And it illustrates what I say to you continually. The left does not care about facts. The people demonstrating, protesting, and a few acting in a riotous manner at Columbus Police Headquarters last night did not know the facts, and they don't care about the facts. Facts don't mean anything. Facts are irrelevant. It's the emotion. It's the hysteria. We feel like we are disenfranchised. We feel like we are being oppressed. Yeah, but the guy had a gun and he fired at Columbus police. Well, it doesn't make any difference because police are bad. Police are bad. All police are bad. They're just out looking for black people to shoot. According to some of these outrageous radicals, you would think in this instance here in Westerville that on that afternoon, Columbus police were just out cruising around, sitting in their squad car saying, wow, I wish we could find somebody black to shoot today. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. Hey, let's go over to the hospital. Maybe we could go in the emergency room, and if we look around enough, maybe we can find a black person to shoot and kill. Wow, what a great idea. Yeah, let's go to the emergency room. And when they got there, oh, look, there's a black guy. Pull out your gun. Let's shoot him. This is the narrative being perpetrated by the far liberal, radical left. And here's the saddest thing of all. I believe there is police reform that needs to be done. I think police need to have better training. I can't imagine that female police officer in Minnesota had sufficient training where she could not discern the difference between her taser and her service revolver. So I think things need to be done. I think changes need to be made. But guess what? The lawlessness, the riots, the ignoring of facts and truth does far more harm to the cause than good. You really think that the riots going on in the Minneapolis area are going to bring about anything positive in that community? You really think anything positive is going to come out of that? And I think the overwhelming answer is no, nothing positive. And so they are destroying the cause that they say they're fighting for. They are their own worst enemy, which is sad. All right. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Don't mess with the left. Oh yeah, they'll come to get you. Nobody more vicious than the liberal left. I can testify to that. Through 30 years of doing a talk show on WRFD, I have received some nasty emails from people on the right and the far right. But most of the anger, the hatred, the vitriol, and even the threats, I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but even the threats that required the radio station to hire an armed guard to escort me to my car and back from the left, not from the right, from the left. Here's an example. You probably know that the people of California are attempting to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. They have over 2 million signatures on a recall petition now. Those signatures are being certified right now as we speak. And if 1.5 million are certified, it'll be on the ballot. And I think it's very probable. If it actually gets on the ballot, I think Governor Newsom will be recall. He'll be thrown out of office. And then it gets really weird and strange how the next person is elected. I'm not going to get into that. But get this. In light of what's going on in California, liberal Democrats are proposing new legislation that would allow a person who is the subject of a petition to actually see all the names and details of the people who signed the petition. Can I read to you from the story? California politicians facing recalls would be allowed to see the names of people who signed the petitions to oust them under legislation that cleared its first committee yesterday. Yeah. So in other words, now, this bill wouldn't take effect for a year, so it wouldn't impact Newsom. But in the future, if a particular politician was the subject of a recall petition, that individual could access the petition, check out all of the names, And of course, the Democrats are saying, but we wouldn't do anything about it. We just want to know who signed the petition. Really? Well, what is the purpose? To make sure that they really meant it. This reminds me of some of the protection games that used to go on in Chicago, maybe still do. Here's a little corner bakery, and two guys in trench coats come in and say, "Hey, got a nice little shop here. Yeah, but you know, we've heard that there's a lot of fires in this neighborhood." "Oh, really? I've never heard about any fire." "Yeah, we heard that, you know, there could be a fire. In fact, there could be a fire right here in this building. But tell you what, we can kind of, you know what I mean? We can kind of guarantee that there won't be any fires here in your bakery for, you know, for $20,000. We can kind of like guarantee." In other words, a shakedown. This is what this reminds me of. Someone who is the subject of a recall petition in California, if this law were passed, could either themselves or send representatives to the person who signed the petition, knock on the door. "Hey, I'm here representing Tony Smith, you know. We just found out that you signed a petition to recall him, and are you really sure that you want to sign that petition? Now, we're not making any threats, but we know where your kids go to school. You know what I mean? Maybe you want to rethink having your signature on this petition, huh?" The sponsor says, quote, "The proposal would allow politicians to make sure voters weren't duped into signing petitions and let them explain to voters how to withdraw their signatures if they wish." "You know, you sign that petition, but you can get your name off of that. We can help you do that, and I think your kids will be safe at the school down the street. You know, if you just take..." All right, I'm probably exaggerating a little bit, but this is frightening legislation. If you were to sign a petition against a powerful politician and you knew that that politician could find out who you were and where you lived, would you be more or less likely to sign that petition? But this is how the liberal left does politics. Whether it's going to pass or not, I don't know. But wow, that's dangerous stuff. All right, we'll be back.